The Black Lives Matter movement has helped spark a national dialogue about issues of race and racism in the country. That conversation is also happening in schools. At Seattle's Roosevelt High School, one student has invited a speaker with an unusual background as a way to help bridge racial divides. More from 88.5 Youth and Education reporter Ashley Gross.
Gabe Rosenblum is a senior at Roosevelt High School and a diversity coordinator for student government. He says he's heard stories from African-American students about being targeted because of their race.
This, for me, was like a turning point in realizing, okay, as a white person, I think we all don't have this understanding of what a person of color is going through.
He wanted to bring someone to his school to talk about ways to foster more understanding. So he's invited Andre Norman, an African-American man who grew up in Boston and served more than a dozen years in prison. While there, he decided to get his GED. And once he got out, he worked with kids involved in gangs and eventually became a motivational speaker. Norman says he originally thought white students didn't need his help because they didn't have any problems, until he visited a school with a lot of white kids and spoke with them.
I said, at least you have dads. I said, we don't have dads in the hood. You got dads. Kid said, what do you mean, a guy that sleeps upstairs? I said, that's a dad where I come from. He said, no. That guy works 75 hours a week. He comes to only mandatory events at the school and doesn't engage in anybody, stands in the corner, and is forever on his phone. That's not my dad. That's a guy who sleeps upstairs.
Norman says he doesn't come into any school with prescribed advice for students. Instead, he says he tries to listen to them and help them come up with their own solutions to problems. Ashley Gross, 88.5 News.